The HOR, the House of Representatives, and the HCS, the High Council of State, are two unelected rump parliaments left over from 2014 and 2012 elections that were given this role by the 2015 Libyan political agreement and decisions by the 2021 UN-sponsored Libya Political Dialogue Forum. The role of these two rump parliaments is just to organize elections. It's not to tell the executive branch what to do. Now, the roadmap that's proposed is the result of what's called the 6+6 negotiations. So, six representing the East and six representing the West that were happening in late May, early June, and broke down on June 6th when they failed to solve the thorniest electoral issues. The biggest issue was who can run for president. And the main reason that was an issue is that when the elections that were supposed to happen in 2021 broke down, the main reason was that Haftar, the general of the East, who's considered a war criminal by the international community, and Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, the son of the former leader, were approved to run for president, and that was a problem. Now, their supporters are trying to block the current president, Dbeibah, from the West from running based on promises in 2020 not to run before this issue of anti-democratic candidacies came up. Now, it's clear Dbeibah won't step down until there's free and fair elections. And now this roadmap's been rolled out, which we don't know yet if it's going to be a step forward, because there's no indication that the big disagreements over the elections have been solved. It may just be that they're announcing a roadmap with a date, they said March 2024, without an actual solution to the bigger problems. Now, the Eastern government, they're threatening an oil blockade of a 70% of Libya's oil if they don't get their way. So it's unclear whether this roadmap that's going to be announced is real or it's just a ruse because the East is threatening to blockade the oil again, which would devastate the economy and devastate European oil and gas supplies in the context of the Ukraine war.
HOR Speaker Aqila Saleh emphasized the need for a unified government on the entire Libyan soil with specific tasks to organize the elections. And the State Council head Khaled Al Mishri said if Dbeibah refuses to hand over power to the new government, other measures will be taken. Who would be able to take such measures?
Saleh can say whatever he wants, but he only represents a third of the population in the East, and he doesn't have the power to do that. So the East has been trying to tear apart the Western government almost since it was formed in 2021 after the failure to take Tripoli by force in 2019 failed. And then they tried to install an Eastern prime minister on two occasions with armed conflicts, you may remember, in 2021, 2022, and that failed. And now they're trying to bring down the Western government by this new method. So this caretaker government idea, it seems to be a bad idea because it's just trying to replace the Western government without necessarily a government that the West wants, which is supposed to come out of elections. Now, the big question behind that is why is Mishri agreeing? It seems to be that because certain militias in the West involved in arms trafficking and drug smuggling and humans trafficking to Europe were bombed by Turkish drones in three locations in May and June. And these militias were very angry and have some influence on Mishri, which is why there isn't Mishri's sort of trying to put this pressure on Dbeibah to step down for this caretaker government, but Dbeibah was not going to step down. In the meantime, the United Nations and the U.S. has sort of picked up this talking point that a caretaker government, if the Libyans want it, you know, might be good to have in place to help organize elections. But what they're not explaining well is that there's absolutely no way that Dbeibah, who runs the Western government, is going to step down without elections. And he said this on multiple occasions. So Mishri can say that we want this caretaker government, but he doesn't have the power to force Dbeibah out of power. And one other point to make is that elections have been happening in Libya since 2011, in the West, right up till the present. In the East, there have been no elections since Haftar, the general, took over in 2014. And what they're trying to do is use either the pre-election negotiation or the elections themselves to force a candidate in that the East and that Egypt supports, what some people are referring to as a selection and not an election, because they haven't really proven their democratic bona fides. So that's the issue right now.